ಶೋಧಾನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನ ರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರಾವನಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರಾವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಗುರುದೇವ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಗುರುದೇವ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಕಲಿಯುಗ ಪಾವನ ಹರಿನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನ ಕೀ ಓಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಾಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನಶಲಾಕಯಾ ಚಕ್ಷುಃ ಉನ್ಮೀಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪಃ ಕದಾ ಮಹ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರೋ ಶ್ರೀಯುತಾಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರೂನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ್ಚ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗ್ರಜಾತಂ ಸಹಗಣರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಾಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣಪಾದಾನ್ సహగణలలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ నమవో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేషశూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరత్విషే నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధా కాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే. వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే. నష్టప్రాయేష్వ భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవత్యుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్ఠికి. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. We are reciting a verse from the 10th canto, 3rd chapter, text number 1. Shri Shuka Uvacha Atas Sarva Guno Petaha Kalah Paramashobhanaha Yarhyevajana Janmarksham శాంతర్క్షగ్రహతారకం. శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ అతః సర్వగుణోపేతః కాలః పరమశోభనః యర్హ్యేవాజనజన్మర్క్షం శాంతర్క్షగ్రహతారకం. శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ అతః సర్వగుణోపేతః కాలః పరమశోభనః యర్హ్యేవాజనజన్మర్క్షం శాంతర్క్షగ్రహతారకం. పరమశోభనః శాంతాక్షగ్రహతారకం. This? Yeah, on your side. Sarva gunopeta kala parama shobhana Matajis? Atas sarva gunopetaha kala paramashobhanaha vajana janmarksham shantarksha grahatarakam Shri Shuka Vuvacha. Shri Shukadeva Goswami said, Atha, on the occasion of Lord's appearance, Sarva, all around, Guna Upetaha, endowed with material attributes or facilities, Kalaha, a favorable time, Paramashobanaha, all auspicious, and very favorable from all points of view. Yarhi, when? Eva, certainly. Ajana Janma Raksham, the constellation of stars known as Rohini. Shantaraksha, none of the constellations were fierce. All of them were peaceful. Grahatarakam, and the planets and stars like Ashwini. So Janmashtami is fast approaching. So the authorities here, they told me that because Janmashtami is very close from now, it will be nice if we speak something for preparing our hearts for Janmashtami festival. So I took this particular verse in which the statement is very famous statement, Kala Paramashobanaha, which means when Lord Krishna appears in this world, everything becomes aligned in such a way to greet him, to welcome him. Just like if a prime minister were to be welcomed in any particular city, you know, so many arrangements are made for that, isn't it? The city is cleaned up, the aisles and the pathways are all cleaned up, and arrangements are made with decorations. You will find when Lord Krishna enters Dwaraka, how the Dwaraka city was prepared for Lord Krishna to enter. There are flags and festoons, there are kalashas kept outside, the golden kalashas kept outside the homes with the scented waters, nice rangolis are prepared, and freshly cut banana trees are planted and kept on either side of the people's gates. And there are many toranams of mango leaves and such things. And also the city is completely swept and washed and cleaned. And dry fruits and such things are strewn everywhere. And lamps are lit up outside the homes. And the people's houses above, there are flags and festoons arranged. In this way, there is a method of receiving, welcoming the Lord, or receiving the Lord.
like you will see this when you go to Brahmotsavam in Tirupati. 5 lakh people come for the festival. How the Lord is welcomed. I fortunately once got to get a very close darshan because of Revatiraman Prabhu. So although the lakhs of people were crowding the place, we got to an entry through a gate. So we saw the Lord was coming on the putting his foot on Kaliya, dancing on Kaliya. That was the darshan. So we were given the opportunity to lift the Lord for a short while. So every day he comes in different vahanas and everything. So Lord is welcomed like that when he comes. And the Lord is offered the best of the mukut, with studded with diamonds and everything. He is offered the best of the dresses, very costly, new dresses every day. And he is offered the best of the flowers. And he is offered the best of the foods and beverages to drink. And when I had gone for that procession, there I saw, on either side there are people, but in front of the Lord, many people were allowed to do some performances. So there were women performing certain things like dances, men also performing certain things, and there were certain men, they were carrying special type of drums which they were beating in a certain rhythm. In South India, there are groups of people who are trained by generations. Trained in generations, they know how to play very powerful, like kettle drums, and they have very special things to sound, bugles and kettle drums. So they were playing that. Some were, the best kalakars were singing also. There were some who were singing, some were doing Bharatanatyam, some were playing very, very high sounding instruments in glorification of the Lord. There were Brahmanas chanting Vedic mantras. So actually we were waiting, it took almost, half an hour to 45 minutes for actually the Lord to come. Before that, so many processions were going. Almost 45 minutes of processions. I was wondering, it seems today only procession today. And lastly, the Lord came after that. So all these people are welcoming the Lord. Like that. So now, that kind of welcome we all have seen in festivals, everything. Now, after such that kind of welcome is done here, but the nature also offers welcome to the Lord, as we see in this particular verse. Here it says that the constellation of stars, they arranged themselves in such a way that Rohini constellation stars were arranged in the sky, and there was nothing inauspicious when the Lord appeared. Like Krishna is going to appear on Ashtami day, Gokula Ashtami. But Ashtami day, the moon is not a full moon. But because Krishna appeared in Chandravamsh, the moon was very jolly to appear in his full moon form. So that is one example. How the nature also modified itself to welcome the Lord. I saw one very senior spiritual master was coming to Pune. So two disciples used to have a lot of tussle and problem. But when the spiritual master came, he was singing Guru Puja, and both the disciples were dancing together. So you will find, this is one symptom you will find when very exalted personalities whose heart is filled with the ocean of compassion, when they are present, the inimical elements and inimical forces are nullified. Like Parikshit says, Sanidhyate Mahayogin Patakani Mahantyapi Sadyo Nashyanti Vaipumsam Vishnoriva Suretaraha. He says, where there is Vishnu, the asuras cannot exist there. Where there is sun, darkness cannot exist there. Where there is Saraswati, Mudhata cannot exist. Where there is Lakshmi, Daridryata cannot exist there. Isn't it? Similarly, where there is holy name, there is no possibility of any bhuta, preta, pishachas to exist there. It's not possible. So, in the same manner, when very exalted personalities come, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enters Jharikhanda forest, and the animals lose their animalistic propensities. They give up their enmity towards each other, and they they dance and sing and kiss each other. They completely forget their, lower nature. In human body, there is a lower nature, higher nature. But animal body, not only there is lower nature inside, there is no lower nature outside also. But outside, inside, they lost the lower nature because of the presence of Lord Chaitanya. Similarly, here you find when Lord Krishna is appearing, the material nature adjusted itself with. So the further description in this series of shlokas, it says Disha. Disha praser durgaganam nirmalodu ganodayam. It says here. He says all the directions appeared very auspicious and peaceful. And gaganam means the outer space or the sky. And that also was, the sky was bluish and there were auspicious stars visible in the sky. And after describing about the moon in the sky and stars in the sky, then he's describing about the Mahi. And then he's saying, Mahi Mangala Bhuyishtha Puragrama Prajakaraha. On the earth, he says, the cities, the towns and pasturing grounds and mines all became auspicious and very neat and clean. Like the pastures were green, the rivers were full of water, and the mines were full of minerals like gold and diamond and silver and like that. Nadyaha, then he's talking about rivers. Nadyaha prasanna sarilaha hradah jala ruhashriyaha. He says the rivers were filled with water and the waters were crystal clear. Prasanna salilaha, he says. And hridaha, there were also large reservoirs of water. They appeared very beautiful because of the blooming lotuses all around. So there were lotuses and lilies which were fully blossomed. And Krishna appeared in midnight. Generally, lotuses are closed in the night. Isn't it? But here, the lotuses are fully blossomed. Because Krishna is appearing, they wanted to welcome Krishna. How can we go to sleep? Just like devotees are also compared to, devotees' faces are compared to lotus. So, devotees generally are not known to be awake. Only Nishacharas are awake at night. Nishacharas are the Rakshasas, Asuras. They keep awake till morning, 3 o'clock. And when devotees wake up in the morning, the Asuras go to sleep, correct? But on that particular day, devotees throw all their, policy of going to bed early, 8:30, 9 o'clock. And they keep awake till midnight. Because the Lord is descending, isn't it? Therefore, the gopis are saying that, my dear Lord, when you go away from our sight, our faces, which are like lotuses, get dried up and become closed. Sharadudashaye sadhu jata sat sarasi jodara shri mushadrisha suratanathate shulkadasika varadane ghnato nehakim vadaha. So they are saying, in the Sharad season, the lotuses are fully blossomed very beautifully. But why? Because in Sharad season, the sun is shining in the sky. Then the lotuses are blossomed, which is called Arabinda Bandhu. So they are comparing Krishna to the sun and their own faces to the lotus. And when Krishna disappears from them in the rasa dance, then naturally what happens to the lotus? It closes. Whereas here, even in the midnight, the lotuses are fully blossomed to welcome the Lord. Just as devotees are wide awake on that night. And it says subsequently, Vidali kulasannada satpaka satpaka vanarajaya. He's saying the birds, especially the cuckoos, and swarms of bees began to chant in sweet voices as if praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When I was in Vrindavan, I was taking some Ayurvedic health treatment in Hodel. So I used to stay behind the temple, ISKCON temple. And in one of the, every day, typically at 7 o'clock in one Radha Krishna temple, there used to be the ringing of the bell. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. As soon as that bell would ring, opposite the temple there were trees where many peacocks used to live. And as soon as the bell rings, peacocks would start making sound. They would make sounds. And they would be dancing, very surprising. As if somebody has trained them. So it goes together always. The ringing of the bell. So these peacocks are welcoming the Lord's darshan. Similarly, if you go to Ranganath temple in South India, one cow and one elephant, they welcome the Lord every morning at 5 o'clock. Even today you will see. The elephant will raise his trunk. Ranga! Like that he would shout. And then he would go, Ranga! He would shout. Then the altar will immediately open. Lord Ranganath will give darshan. So, it's very amazing how even cuckoos and peacocks, they are so conscious to welcome the Lord. And then he's saying, Vavavayu sukasparshah punyagandavah shuchihi agnayastadvijatinam shantastatra samindhata. Vavavayu sukasparsha. The wind, there were also green trees and plants. They were all very pleasing to see. Like you see during the rainy season, just like you all see here in GV, the greenery is so beautiful to watch because everything is freshly grown. And the vayu, vava means the vayu was blowing, sukasparsha, very pleasing to the touch. And punya ganda vahaha, and it was full of fragrance because it was carrying the fragrance of the flowers. And it was shuchihi, it was free from pollution by dust. If somebody has been in the city like Pune or Bombay, after smelling the pollution, you come to GV, how you feel? The freshness of the air, you can see. Because I used to go every week to Pune and come when I was studying here, 2 years. So I can see a big difference between, like, it's like earth and sky difference. Here it is so fresh, and city is so polluted. So therefore he's saying, Shuchihi. And Agnayascha, Dvijatina, the Brahmanas were not allowed to lit up the fire sacrifice because of fear of Kamsa. But now Krishna is descending, so all the Yajna Kundas were lit up with fire. And Shantaha, now they became undisturbed, they have no more fear now. The Lord is descending, especially for destroying the evil forces, envious forces. So they blazed Samindata. Naturally, when the Yajna Kundas are burning with fire and the ahutis are being offered, the Brahmanas had no fear to utter the Vedic mantras. That is subsequently explained here. They were free from disturbance. The Brahmanas were all Vaishnava devotees. Asura Druham, they were oppressed by Kamsa and other demons before. Now, Jayamane, because of Lord's Jayanti, Ajane Tasmin Neduhu, because Lord Krishna is descending now, in that particular situation, they became very fearless and very joyfully recited the mantras. Sahasrasher Sapurushaha Sahasraksha Sahasrapat Sabhumim Vishvato Vritvan Atyatishta Dashangulam Purushaye Vedagum Sarvam Yad Bhutam Yachabhavyam Like that everywhere Vedic mantras were resounding. People felt very joyful. Oh, after a long, long time, we are hearing the chant of the glorification of the Lord. And Dundubayaha Samam. Along with that, the demigods also were playing kettle drums. In the subsequent verse, you will see, the sixth verse says, Jagukinnaragandharvaha Tushtuvuhu Siddhacharanaha विद्याधर्यश्चनृतुर् अप्सरोभि समं मुदा. And the Kinnaras and Gandharvas were also beginning to sing very auspicious songs. The Siddhas and Charanas were offering auspicious prayers. And the Vidyadharis and Apsaras, they began to dance in jubilation. Mumuchur munayo devaha sumanam simudanvitaha mandam mandam jaladhara jagar juranu sagaram nishite tamudbhute jayamane janardane devakyam devarupinyam Vishnu sarva guhashayah avirasit yatha prachyam dishinduri vah pushkalah. He says here, the demigods and great saintly persons showered flowers in a joyous mood, and the clouds gathered in the sky and very mildly thundered. See why it says mildly thundered? Because sometimes it's very frightening, it is. Isn't it, in the sky? So it's mildly thundered because it's auspicious occasion. Therefore, in Bhagavatam, you will find the Lord's speech also is called as Megha Gaviraya Vacha. It is like as grave as a rumbling cloud, but it is also called as sweet. You may wonder, how can a Megha make a sound sweetly? And that is like this. It made very sweet and pleasant, mild thundering they made. So their sound was like the sound of the ocean waves, it is said. You have seen ocean wave sound is very pleasing. So the clouds are making such sounds. And the Supreme Lord Vishnu, who is situated in the core of everyone's heart, appeared from the heart of Devaki in the dense darkness of night, like the full moon rising on the eastern horizon. So in this way, there is a beautiful description. I should not leave it at this. So I will recite one more verse and then we will talk more.
Tamadbhutam balakamam bhujekshanam Chaturbhujam shankha gadadyudayudham Srivatsa lakshmam galashobhikaustubham Pitambaram sandrapayoda saubhagam Mahargavaidurya kirita kundalat Tvishaparishvakta sahasra kuntalam Uddhama kanchankana kanchangadakam kanadibir Virochamanam Vasudeva Aikshata.
What Vasudev saw, Vasudeva Aikshata, is explained here. So, Virochamanam, very beautifully decorated child lying in front of him in the jail of Kamsa. What Vasudev saw, what type of child he was. Tamadbhutam. He was a wonderful child. Why the child is wonderful? Subsequently, it is described. He had ambuja ekshanam, chaturbhujam, shankha gada adi ayudam. He was carrying shankha chakra gada padma, sri vatsa lakshmam. In his chest there was a golden hair. And galashobi kaustubam. In his neck there was a kaustubha jewel. Pitambaram. He was wearing a dazzling yellow, shining like sun, pitambar. And he resembled the bluish-black cloud, like that. And then Vaidurya, Kirita, Kirita Kundala, he had Mukut and Kundala, all these things. Parishvakta Sahasra Kuntalam, he had brilliantly illuminated and scattered fully grown hair, like that he explains. And he had a brilliant jeweled belt, and he had Kankanadibhi, means there were bangles in the hand and bracelets and anklets in his lotus feet. So that is Adbhutam, Adbhuta Balakam. No child is born with ornaments, no child is born with hair, no child is smiling at the time of birth, no child is coming from the mother's womb with a dress also, with a pitambar. You don't find. So he saw this. And this is what Vasudev saw. So what I was intending to speak today after this description was just only one theme, one very important point. In the Bhagavatam, the right conception and right consciousness, with which one should practice devotional service is explained very nicely. To easily remember this, I will quote two verses from Shikshashtakam to remember the right conception and right consciousness. Right consciousness verses, Nadanam najanam nasundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmanishware bhavatat bhakti rahaitu kitvai. Right consciousness is seva vritti, not bhoga vritti. One should not try to enjoy anything in this world. Rather, one should utilize everything for serving the Lord. Therefore, he says, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. So, the right consciousness means seva bhava, not bhoga vritti. And right conception means, I am an insignificant servant and Lord is my master. Ayinanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavam budhav kripaya tava pada pankaja stitaduli sadrisham vichintaya. Oh my Lord, somewhere or other I have fallen into this ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up and place me in your lotus feet as one of the millions of servants. For example, say I go in a Uber or Ola, some car. Whether the music will be on or off, who decides? The driver decides or I decide? Yeah. What should be the temperature of the AC? Should AC be on or AC should be off or the window should be kept open? Who decides? Passenger decides, not the driver. So passenger is the enjoyer and the driver is a servant. Like the other day when we came, we were just going into the Vrindavan village, we were about to go, the gate was there. So two ladies were coming, some servant maids probably there, doing some activity. So as soon as two, three of us brahmacharis were coming, they moved to the side. Then we went inside and went ahead, then they moved. That means they are trained people. These women are trained how to deal when somebody is coming, saintly people are coming. They didn't just barge into the door. You will see, it will become very evident wherever you go, as soon as there is a group of living entities, there is a leader amongst them. You go to a school, there is a headmaster. You go to a college, there is a principal. You go to a company, there is a CEO. You take a state, there is a CM. You take a country, there is a PM. You take a planet, there is a leader. You take a moon planet, there is Soma. You take sun planet, there is Surya. You take the whole Brahmanda, there is Brahma. Similarly, there are koti koti, ananda koti Brahmanda. Naturally, there is a leader, the supreme master, master of all masters. So, the Shastras emphasize this point. Yasmat param na paramasti kinchit, yasman nan yojo yosti kinchit, vrikshi vastab dodi videshtate kastene idam purnam purushena sarvam. Tam Ishwaranam paramam maheshwaram, tam daivatanam paramam cha daivatam, patim patinam paramam parastat, vidamadevam bhuvaneshwamidhyam. He says that amongst all the devatas there is a supreme devata. Amongst all the leaders there is a supreme leader. And there is no one beyond. Yasmat param naparam asti kinchit. There is nobody beyond him. Nobody equal to him, nobody beyond him. He is a supreme master. So, this is not only in our Shruti mantras. La ilah, illillah. When you say, what is the meaning? Illillah. In South India, you go to Karnataka, or Andhra, or Tamil Nadu, the illa is the same word only. La ilah, illillah. Illillah means there is nobody equal to him. Nobody can match that personality. He is supreme. And being the supreme, he is the pivot of all existence. And he has to be pleased. He has to be served. He has to be glorified if we want to be happy. You will see in this world there is so much disparity. There are weak people, there are strong people. In this world also you can see. The weaker ones take shelter of the stronger ones. Correct, no? For their protection. Like somebody owns a company and other fellows become employees in their company. Correct, no? So they monetarily depend on him. Or sometimes some hoodlums are disturbing somebody, he takes shelter of a more mightier man, stronger man. So they take physical shelter. You can take physical shelter, you can take financial shelter when there is some. Similarly, you know, there is a doctor who is educated MD surgeon or something. So somebody gets some surgical problem in the body. So they take shelter of the doctor. Medically, they take shelter in order to cure the disease in the body, isn't it? Because he is educated in that. So you will see, in this world, one living entity takes shelter of another. So the weaker ones take shelter of the mightier ones, stronger ones. And the mightiest one is Krishna. The wealthiest one is Krishna. The most enlightened one is Krishna. There is nobody equal to him or greater than him. So, being in that position, he is the one who deserves everyone's adoration, worship, love, affection. The best of the blankets produced in a textile shop should be offered to him. The best of the jewelry prepared in some jeweler's shop should be offered to him. The best of the fruits that a fruit seller may be selling should be offered to him. The best of the singers should be invited to sing for him. The best of the scientists should be asked to describe his glories and reveal the truth about him. So the best of the dancers should dance his pastimes and leelas for showing the world. Tapasvino dana parayashasvino manasvino mantra vidosu mangala kshemam navindanti vinaya darpanam tasmai subhadra shravase namo nama. Like this, there are many other verses also. Svishtasya suktasya chabudhi datyo avichito artha kavibir nirupito. That is another verse. So, Bhagavatam says this only, what I told just now. It's a similar thing. The best of the things should be offered to him because he is a supreme enjoyer. Now what happens to us in our consciousness? When he is the supreme enjoyer and we are served, the living entity can become morose by this. Or he will be the enjoyer and I have to be servant. So therefore many people don't continue coming for our classes. When you call for weekly program, weekly classes, people come for a while. The moment the jiva understands, he is enjoyer, I am a servant, they run away. They don't want to serve anymore. Actually, therefore Srila Prabhupada in the Western world, when he was preaching, he very powerfully brought this point that you have to serve him for your own good. Actually, you don't serve him for his good. His good is already there. That you don't have to do for him. Vishwanathachakti Thakur in one prayer says, my dear Lord, you know, even if I tell you kayana vacha manasendriva buddhyatmanava pakrite svavat karomi adyat sakalam parasmai narayanayati samarpayetat, like that there is a verse in Bhagavatam, 11th canto. So even if I say that, he says, kayana, if I offer my body, what is there in my body? It's all filthy. Made up of flesh, bone, stool, urine, bile, mucus, sputum and all these dirty things. If I offer it to you, how is it beneficial to you? And if I say I offer my mind to you, mind is filled with kama, krodha, madhulabha, moha, macharya, all these things. Who will want his mind? Tell me. We ourselves don't want it. How can Lord accept it? We are ourselves fed up with it. We want to get rid of our mind. And vacha, mouth is full of blasphemy, full of fault-finding, criticism. One is unable to control the tongue in this world. And like one devotee was telling, if somebody is too much blaspheming, too much blah, 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 is talking, catch him and tell him, please glorify Krishna now. Immediately, as if a plaster is put in his mouth, he'll become silent. Because the greater a person blasphemes, the lesser he will be able to glorify Krishna. He won't be able to glorify. So Chakravarti Thakur is saying, my dear Lord, what is there in my body, my mind and words for me to offer you? If you accept these three things, it is your greatness that you are ready to accept such filthy things and you are willing to purify them when I do Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. So you don't benefit anything from me. Rather, we stand to benefit, just like Prahlad Maharaj said, Naivatmana Prabhurayam Nijalabhapurno Manam Janada Vidushakkaruno Vrinite Yadyajano Bhagavate Vidadhita Manam Tachatmane Pratimukasya Yathamukhashrihi. So as we put a bindi on the forehead, the reflection also gets the bindi. You put a kundal in the ears, the reflection gets a kundal. Whatever you offer to the person, the reflection gets it. So jivas are all tiny reflections of Krishna. So by decorating Krishna, we get the benefit. As much as putting a laddu in the belly, the hand gets the strength. So, therefore, when one becomes convinced by serving the Lord, we stand to gain. In the 5th canto, 3rd chapter, Meru and Navadevi wanted a child. The Brahmanas who performed a yajna for the Lord, suddenly Lord Vishnu appeared there. And the Brahmanas were shocked how so easily Lord Vishnu appeared. And they felt very great sankoch. Why they felt uneasiness? They felt that we have evoked the Lord's presence for a very puny goal, puny purpose. They were feeling ashamed. They told the Lord, "Dear Lord, you know this Meru and Navadevi, they wanted a son like you. Therefore, we performed this yajna. We are very sorry to disturb you." And then they are saying that by worshipping you, the jiva becomes free from three gunas. The jiva becomes liberated. The jiva becomes free from all sinful reactions. The jiva, by pleasing you, can seek benedictions from you. The jiva who engages in your service becomes free from all miseries. The jiva who renders service to you can get rid of the material world and attain eternal position in Vaikuntha. So, and the jiva can acquire any kind of desire he may have, on however hard to obtain, either on the material platform or the spiritual platform. There is nothing that you cannot bestow upon the jivas. So in this way they are saying a long list of items that the jiva can obtain by connecting with the Lord. Then they are saying, actually you don't gain anything by our worship of you. It's all we stand to gain. Nevertheless, we worship you because you deserved, you are worthy of worship, and by worshipping you, everything becomes glorified. What is engaged in your worship? Just take parampadam bhushana bhushanangam, it is said. Whichever is engaged in Krishna service, that becomes very beautiful. The Kubja was engaged in Krishna service, she became immediately beautiful. Therefore, everything and everyone should be engaged in your service for their own good. And that is actually the perfection of anything. Like if there is a diamond, the perfection of the diamond is to be studded in a mukut where Balaji wears the mukut. There cannot be any more perfection for that diamond. So, similarly, a silk, when it is put on the Lord's body, it's the perfection of the silkworm's life. So, in this way, everything is meant for the Lord's service. That is the main theme here. Srila Prabhupada, in one of his purports, writes, sense gratification is unlawful and destructive, he says. These two words he uses. For Ravana, it proved to be destructive. You will see that. Because Ravana tried to do sense gratification that is prohibited sense gratification. Similarly, when one goes for sense gratification beyond one's quota that is allotted by the Lord through the agency of nature, then it becomes unlawful. Just like more salt in sabji spoils the whole sabji. Nobody can eat it. And if there is no salt, nobody can eat sabji also. Without that. Similarly, sense gratification, if it is, there is a quota that is prescribed in the scriptures. For everything you can say. For example, you want to have a house, there is a quota. In the house, you should make an altar of the Lord. So the whole house becomes sanctified. You want to eat food, the food should be offered to the Lord. Then all the food becomes prasad. You want to sleep 6 hours to get a good rest, sound rest, so that you can get up briskly and render service to the Lord. So sleep should be for service, not for sense gratification, isn't it? Atinidra is condemned. Similarly, eating should be done to get energy. Energy is defined in science as capacity to do work. Correct, na? Energy means capacity to do work. So when you eat, you are supposed to get energy. Imagine somebody ate and is going to sleep. That means that is sense gratification. Correct, na? One has overeaten, isn't it? So there is a quota for eating, quota for sleeping. And recreation, there is a harmful recreation, there is a harmless recreation. Like one mother brought her son recently to Pune to me. She said, "Prabhuji, please help my son. You know, he is suffering from addiction to PUBG," she was telling. I said, "Is it Bhaji or Soji or what is it?" I didn't even know what it was. Later on, some students told me, "PUBG is some kind of video game, is it?" "Yeah, it's some kind of video game and the boy has become addicted to it." So, in this way you will find he has become addicted because of overindulgence in sense gratification. Correct, no? recreation also, what is to be indulged and what should not be indulged is prescribed. Similarly, you want to have property. Duryodhana wanted to have all the property by usurping the property of the Pandavas, and he was destroyed because of that. Similarly, you want to have wealth. There is a quota prescribed for the wealth. How much amount of wealth is sanctioned for every living entity? You see, in Pune, I had gone for one Bhagavatam installation to one house, and they had only 200 square feet small house. But husband, wife and four children, two sons and two daughters, can you imagine? All of them standing, the boys are wearing dhoti kurta, girls are wearing sari, little boys and girls, four children. And father, mother, all wearing tilak with bright smile on their face. It appears as if they are the greatest billionaires on earth. But their house is only 200 square feet, small house, poor people. That was almost in the slum area. But why are they so cheerful, all wearing kantimala, bead bag, they are doing devotional service. So I was amazed. We had a Bhagavatam installation. So he was telling, Prabhu, last 5 years I am reading Bhagavatam by borrowing from devotees. Now I saved money little by little to, you know, bring Bhagavatam to my home. Now you have brought it. I am very thankful to you, he was telling. On the other hand, one of the richest men of the times now, I earlier heard that, you know, Microsoft owner, he was the richest man before, Bill Gates. But now more richer than him is Amazon. Owner. But Amazon owner recently divorced his wife. You heard that? Because of that, he had to give half his money to her. And that fellow is miserable after divorcing wife, and, you know, after having so much money in the pocket, he is not happy. It's unlawful money. Correct, no? You will find we may have a lot of money, but we cannot be happy. But this fellow is a poor fellow with four children. Any parents having four children have so much anxiety. How will I get them married? How will I settle them in life? How will I educate them? Is it not true? And he has no anxiety. So this clearly proves a devotee who is Krishna conscious, as poverty stricken as Sudama, can be most happy man in the world. On the other hand, the richest man with so many riches in his pocket. So that is like excessive salt. He cannot be happy. Because that is the money which is not born of yajna. It is not engaged in Lord's service. That causes irritation, pain. There are 14 problems of money which is not engaged in Lord's service. If you want to know, you can read 7th canto, Bhagavatam, Avadhut Brahman. Section. There, it's a long list is given. Actually, one should discuss about the danger of possessing too much money. Artha anartha ikshaya lobam, Bhagavatam says. Then one will lose the desire to chase after wealth like that. So, when wealth is engaged in Narayana's service, she is always very happy. I heard a story once, Lakshmi and Narayana were talking in Vaikuntha. Lakshmi said, my dear Lord, everybody worships you, adores you and everything, but actually speaking, you know, after people adore you, admire you, praise you and recite shlokas for you, I am the one who awards them wealth, you know. But people actually glorify you with so many poetry, like Vishnu Sahasra Nam and everything. So why is that so? Then Lord Narayana said, see, I am Shaktiman and you are Shakti. Shakti is dependent on Shaktiman. So she said, okay, let me go to the Bhuloka and do some experiments. Whether who is powerful, you are powerful or I am powerful. See, they may never talk in these terms. But these type of pastimes are said in order to teach the living entity some valuable lessons. So Lakshmi came. So some people were carrying a dead body. In the shoulder, Rama Nama Satya Hai, Rama Nama Satya Hai, like that they were reciting and they were going like this. At that time, Lakshmi from the sky, she showered some gold coins little distance away. Hundreds of gold coins she showered. Immediately, these fellows kept the dead body down and ran to pick up those gold coins. So Lakshmi laughed and told Narayana, see, who is more attractive? You are attractive or I am attractive? See, they have left this and they have come to pick up the coins. And then actually a dead body, once it is picked up on the shoulder, you should never keep it down anywhere until you take to graveyard, until you reach that place. So it's considered inauspicious to leave it on the way. Because otherwise the preta will be roaming like a ghost if you don't finish the antim samskaras, antyeshti, if you don't do. So Lord Vishnu smiled and told, see, as soon as you showered coins, the fellows did an inauspicious act of keeping the dead body down. and chasing after you. This is what happens when people are attracted only to you. So she said, oh, really? And then she said, when all the fellows jumped up to catch these gold coins, she said, I was surprised why that body, dead body lying, that did not jump to pick up the gold coin, she said. Because in Tamil there is a saying, panam endral pinamum vayai pilakum, they say. What is the meaning of that? If you say money, even a dead body lying in the stretcher, when you say money, bah, like that it will open the mouth. Where is it? Like that it will ask. Vayai pilakum means like that amazed. So she said, although I dropped gold coins, the dead body didn't get up only. Although the slogan says this, she said. And Lord Vishnu said, no, he cannot get up because I have left him. I have done upeksha to the body, she said. Then Lord said, when I reject the body, then the body is dead. He cannot have any life. And when people are attracted only to you, they face great danger. Because what is the vahan of Lakshmi? Ullu. It is owl. And owl is awake when? Whole night. And the owl cannot see the sun. It will be asking, where is sun? Where is sun? In daytime, it doesn't see the sun at all. Prabhupada says the owl's eyes have to be opened like this. Hey, look at the sun. Still, it will not agree. That means the owl cannot see the sun. It can only see dark night. Similarly, people who are attracted only to Lakshmi cannot see the Lord. Cannot see Lord Narayana or Lord Krishna, who is like the sun. And they are all only attracted to dark affairs. Dark affairs means sinful activities. Those are attracted only to money and not to the Lord. Therefore, Lord Narayana said, intelligent people, they become my devotees. And they are called intelligent. Why? Because when they become my devotees, you will always come with me. You are always sitting on my lotus feet and serving me. So if my devotees want money, they only serve me, Lord said. Because they know that Lakshmi is most peacefully sitting in Narayana's feet and massaging his feet in Vaikuntha. Whereas in the material world, Lakshmi is never peaceful. She is called Chanchala. She hops and jumps. So Prabhupada says, a crying Sita in the hands of Ravana can never make Ravana happy. Rather, she will destroy Ravana. But a smiling Sita standing next to Ram is blessing Hanuman, you can see. Mother Sita is blessing Hanuman standing next to Ram. So this way, the accumulation of wealth beyond one's quota can be unlawful and destructive if it is kept for our own enjoyment. Rather, if everything is used for Lord's pleasure, then you get pleasure automatically. For example, say in Rath Yatra you are doing singing and dancing. Sometimes people dance like anything in Rath Yatra, and the whole body is sweating, the whole clothes became drenched, and they jumped like anything, so legs are paining, whole body is paining after 4 hours of walking. Then you are also allowed to sit on the cart. So Lord is sitting. Because you glorified the Lord, now you are also allowed to sit with the Lord as a friend of the Lord and devotee of the Lord. And the cart can take you also. Similarly, a devotee makes a policy, I will never touch any food which is not offered to the Lord. Annam vishtam jalam mutram yad vishno ra naivedhitam. That food and that water which is not offered to Lord Vishnu is like stool and urine, it is said. So no matter how attractive food may be, but a devotee will never touch it. Because devotee follows this policy, Lord eats very nice opulent foods, Rajabhog, and he gives it to devotees. My dear devotee, see, you are so self-controlled, you eat only what I eat, so I eat very opulent, so I give you also very opulent. You see? So devotees are not bereft of nice food or comfort in this world, but they only receive it as a prasada of the Lord. Accepting the Tavamayam Jayamahi, he said, no? Toyopabhukta Sagranda. He said, our Uddhava said that by wearing the garland offered to Lord and smelling it, we destroy all our material desires and we conquer it. So in this way, I am giving you a very logical and scientific explanation on why everything should be offered to Lord's service. When you look at the Bhumi all around, Vasundhara, this Bhumi, you will find the Bhumi is producing many, many wonderful items. It's producing nice Sugandha, Kasturi Sugandha, isn't it? Similarly, you will, from the Kasturi Mrigas, similarly you will find so many fruits are produced, flowers are produced, diamonds are produced, gold is produced. One boy asked a question to Shamanand Prabhu. I took Shamanand Prabhu to Mudupi, he was there. I requested him to give a lecture to our boys. So he gave a lecture. So one boy asked, Prabhuji, why should all this gold, silver and diamond be used for studying a mukut and offered to Balaji? Why should it be offered to Balaji, asked. And Shamanpa asked, okay, if you don't offer to Balaji, then whom will you offer to? Your wife? He asked. Wife was shocked. So, of course, Shamanpa asked, will you offer it to a girlfriend? He asked him. Why was shocked? How does he know that I have a girlfriend? He was surprised. So, in this way, Prabhuji said, actually, everything is meant for, you pluck a rose in the garden. So, if you offer it to Lord, after it is offered to Lord, it becomes, sanctified. Then when one accepts it, then one is allowed to smell that fragrance because it is prasad. Correct, no? It should be first given to Lord and then accepted. Now, somebody may say, Hare, if you directly give and you give like this, ultimately the person is getting, what is the difference? I don't see any difference. There's a big difference. Very big difference. What is the difference? For example, the ocean water is given to the sun and then taken, it is sweet water. When the ocean water is directly drunk, it is karapani, salt water. Similarly, that which is not offered to Lord is sinful. That which is offered to Lord and taken, that is sinless. See, it makes a big difference, you see. Therefore, devotees know that offering to Lord sanctifies everything. Like chandan is very nice smelling. Directly you put chandan in the nose, it is sinful. You offer to Lord first, and then when you take the chandan, naturally the chandan, the fragrance chandan, you get the fragrance. So you remember the Lord. Oh, Lord's body is so fragrant. Everything emanating from the Lord is fragrant. So the bhumi and this whole brahmanda is filled with so many facilities and amenities for offering in Lord's service. Devotees always, when on a hot sunny day it is sweating, immediately devotees think, oh, Lord must be feeling great heat. Let us make chandan and offer to his body. That's what devotees think. They don't think, oh, I am sweating. I need some air-conditioned room to relax. Devotees don't think like that. So this is the main point. Lord is the Swami. I am the servant. And I exist to serve him. So, as I told you, the example of, like, my spiritual master was sitting in the car in the front. I was sitting behind. And one grihastha devotee was driving him. And the devotee had put the air conditioner on. And Maharaj, as soon as he sat there, he started changing the knob. Maharaj, should I switch off? He asked. No, don't switch off, he said. Maharaj, you want more AC? I will increase it, he said. No, don't increase it, he said. Then Maharaj, how much percentage you want? Maharaj said, you take off your hand. And I would like to decide how much I want. I know exactly how much my body needs. And then Maharaj was telling him that, you see, because you made me sit in the front, now I will be a controller now. I have a desire to control. So I have to control this AC. Like that Maharaj was telling. And then Maharaj said to him, because your desire is to comfort me, you should let me accept as much AC as I want. Do you agree? He said, yes, Maharaj, you can take as much as you want. Similarly, in the car, the driver of the Uber Ola cannot say, no, I like to hear music. He can't say. You should put Hare Krishna music if I want. Only that you have to put. You can't play any music you want. Then you can't say that is your desire. So, because the car, I have paid for the car, and now whatever amount of travel is there, according to my desire, my will, my this thing, it has to be allowed. In the same manner, if Krishna is Swami, everything should be done in this world according to his will and wish, his desire, what he wants, how things should be done. It's a very simple thing. Basically, we have to put aside our false ego to understand this open fact. And otherwise, you will see, like for example, a rat is seeing some coconut is hanging in a rat trap. And the rat is thinking, hey, which fool has kept this? And no one is around. And he goes and he pulls it. Immediately that closes. Correct, no? And then he gets trapped. And he is punished. Is it not? Similarly, people are seeing, hey, in the material nature, there are so many facilities for enjoying. Everybody is thinking. Like I asked some boys, hey, why this watermelons are coming in lakhs and crores in India during the summer season? Other seasons, they don't come. Especially in summer season, they come. Why? He said, Prabhuji, sun is very hot in summer, no? So we all need to drink some juice. Therefore, watermelon is coming, he said. See, it is Krishna's kindness and he is feeling pity for his living entities. Fools have left the spiritual world and they are here you know, rotting in the material world, and they are very thirsty. So Lord is sending these things. But understanding that Lord is sending me, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the intelligent living entities gather all the gifts of the Lord in the form of fruits and, you know, juices, six type of juice, everything. And then they say, oh Lord, you have given me, it's all yours. And the Lord says, my dear Jiva, I don't need these sweet items, because I have many more wonderful items available in spiritual sky. Lakshmi Sahasra Satsambram Sevyamana. I have sent these things only for you. And Lord lovingly gives it all back to the Jivas as prasad. And then Lord appreciates the feelings of those Jivas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. So therefore, the Janmashtami is approaching, fast approaching. So we can assimilate this one point, the right conception. Lord is the Swami, I am servant. And I should act for His pleasure. If you are working in a... Imagine you are working in a Jamindar's house as a servant. Whatever he says, hey, go to the market and get this. You go and get it. Hey, keep the car ready. You keep the car ready. Pack the food. You pack the food. Do this, do that. You do. So many servants, you can see how they serve. Similarly, we are Lord's servants. Or servant of Lord's servants. Whatever we are told to do, we should do. I'll conclude with one small example. His Holiness Dhanavir Maharaj, when he was a brahmachari in the very early days, when he joined the temple, Kesha Prabhu in LA, he was the president. So Kesha Prabhu told him, hey, go to the Sankirtan department and get the box. So he got some 4 or 5 boxes. Put it in the car, he said. He put it. Close it. He closed it. So then keep this box inside, he said. Then this Prabhu felt very uneasy. I'm a servant? That is telling me, hey, isko utao, isko rako. He's saying like that. So he felt very uneasy, but he did not speak out. But he told one of his friends, today I felt very irritated. He's saying, no, I am an educated student from a college. You know, I would be drawing a big salary if I was working in a company. And I joined ISKCON temple and this fellow is saying, hey, keep this inside, bring that, lift this. You know, am I a coolie doing all that? Am I a servant? And that his friend told him, my dear Prabhu, you are not servant, you are servant of servant. I told him. So you should know, if you want to become servant of servant, then only you can be within... You know, within the practice of devotional service. Otherwise, people leave devotional service and go far away. Correct, no? So we are, in fact, Gopi Bharatur Padakamalayor, Dasa, 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 Dasa. So one should be prepared for it. And it is for our good. So our, the false ego, Prabhupada says, you can read this, 1, 2, 21, verse number. In that, Prabhupada says, the false ego is the knot between the soul and the material elements. Once the false ego, ahankara, not vidyate hriday granthi, that's the verse. When the knot connects the jiva to the matter, then the matter envelops the jiva and makes him slog hard in this world. Because one who does not admit his servitorship to Krishna in this world goes far and wide and slogs hard. And like you see this fellow Amazon, to go to such a degree, how much he must have worked hard. So people make a lot of money, a lot of facility, but they are still not happy because the ahankara makes a person, drives a person from pillar to post in this world. But we can fall at the feet of the Lord and beg Him, please kindly clear up this ahankara. Cut this knot. Vidyate hridaya granthes chidyante sarvasamshayaha. So that the jiva can, once the jiva is liberated from this ahankara knot, even though he may be living in the world of matter surrounding him on all directions, he is still a free bird. Joyfully, blissfully engaged in Krishna in the mood of a servant. Krishna Bhagavan ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki. Thank you very much.